And if he can't do that because he didn't, he wasn't the one at the day before.
And I don't have the lease in front of me, but, yeah, but somewhere, I'm sure somewhere in the lease it says that he will abide by the airport policies, just like your lease does.
Well, that's going to come up when we, with Tower 1.2 ends up.
And we did have minimum standards in effect when you guys all, or not yours, because that was long-term lease, but yeah, when Larry did his, we had minimum standards in effect, and I don't think he's going to argue that you have to hold me to those minimum standards because that's the ones I thought I was going to have to follow.
I'm just making a point that 1.2 could be written to say, you know, any current contract holder, leaseholder, it could be written this way. Jim wouldn't want it, but it could be written to say any current leaseholder is exempt from these minimum standards provided they already have the right to perform this activity. And then that would, you know.
That's what makes my lease valuable.
Correct.
Okay. I don't know what Larry's value feelings are for his lease. I don't know what your value feeling for your lease is. But, you know.
Right, but the minimum standards also make the lease valuable. I mean, having a minimum standard that says a flight school must have this, 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 and this also makes the playing field level so that a new guy can come in. So there's two sides to it, and both of them protect the leaseholder. So mm-hmm. it's not, so, I mean, all I'm saying is I think we can have the discussion on what the minimum standards are but 1.2 is really going to be the big issue at some point down the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're just kicking the can.
And we've known that since April. And
right.
And I feel we can have those discussions separately, to be honest with you.
I concur with that.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I mean,
but I'm glad we talked about 1.2 anyway. And that we didn't.
We're going to come back.
Yeah, because now we're all aware of what the issue is.
We don't have much time to discuss anyway.
Yeah, not anymore.
We've got 12 minutes.
That's what I mean. Right.
12 minutes.
All right. But as far as the layout of the document, it's a little bit different. The changes that you have in here are changes that we haven't discussed and agreed to. Like I said, some of them are the lawyer's inputs, and some of them are like, you know, the minimum standards sections.
So questions, this is
questions to talk about.
This is a revised document that now incorporates. Maybe I missed you. Maybe you said that.
The final version stuff in here, the things that don't have the line in the margin, those are things we've already discussed and the committee's agreed to. The changes, you know, things that are underlined or crossed out, those are things we haven't discussed yet. And like I said, some of those changes are from the lawyer. Some of them are, you know, like the minimum standards parts, just placeholders, questions to talk about tonight in the next 11 minutes.
So in 1.2.1, there is something that's crossed out. That's something that the attorney?
That's something the attorney
crossed out. Things that are underlined are things that we've...
Those are insertions. Those are new. That's new wording.
Insertions by the attorney.
In that section, yes.
And now, let me be very clear. When it says, and any extension of the term of an existing agreement, I think the way that some of the leases are written, and I'd have to go back and look at mine. Mine is a 10-year lease with a 10-year extension.
With an option.
With the option to do the extension. But I don't want to be in a position that I
concur 100%. But I think an option is, assuming an option is not an extension, but that's an assumption.
Okay. But that's, you're going back to the discussion on applicability here, which I thought we were going to do. But I'm just telling you, when you look at the document, you know, and you look at something, you say, well, we never talked about that. Well, yeah, if it's got a line under it, we haven't talked about it. And we haven't talked about it because, you know, it's the lawyer's inputs or it's things that I put in there for discussion. So, 10 minutes. Let's talk about something Jeff is doing right now, and that's maintenance. Under minimum standards, the first two items there were based on discussions that we've had and what I think the committee wouldn't have a problem with based on the other things. And it's also kind of the level of service that Jeff is providing now as an aircraft maintenance operator.